السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you مفتي صاحب on this beautiful Monday morning. I hope you had a pleasant journey in Lusaka. Beautiful program. MashaAllah, the Ummah has benefited tremendously. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 21st of Safar 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 37, Surah As-Saffat, verses 90, right up to verse 93. So we're continuing with the incident episode of Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how he was inviting the people towards Tawheed, the oneness, uniqueness, majesty, sovereignty of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We must be clear on this issue. Chapter 3, verse 67. Chapter 3, Surah Al Imran, verse 67. Ma kana Ibrahimu Yahudiyan wala Nasraniyan walakin kana Hanifan Musliman wa ma kana min al-mushrikeen. Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam was not a Jew, nor was he a Christian, nor was he an idol worshipper or a Hindu. So what was he? Lakin kana hanifa muslima. He turned away from all the false ideologies and he turned toward Islam, one who submitted, surrendered himself to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala lovingly, willingly and sincerely. So he looked at the stars and he told his people, Inni Saqim. That was our lesson on Saturday. Meaning that the people thought he's physically ill and sick. But he meant, we call the story, that I am sick and tired of your people's kufr and shirk, worshipping everything, anything, besides Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So now it needs some remedial measures. So what had happened? The people were more interested in their celebrations, festivals. Chapter 37, verse 90. فَتَوَلَّوْا أَنْهُ مُدْبِرِينَ. So they, the masses, they turned away from him. Mudbirin, leaving him behind. So he was left behind because he said he's ill and sick, and they went away for their kufr, shirk, and their blasphemy and polytheism, for their festivals and enjoyment and entertainment. فَرَاغَ إِلَىٰ آلِهَتِهِمْ. So he went discreetly and he rushed to their deities, their idols and their deities. And then we saw there that there's so much fruit and food and all that around them, in front of them. فَقَالْ. He addressed the deities, he addressed the idols. He, Khalilullah, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam. فَقَالَ أَلَا تَعْكُلُونَ. Why are you not eating? All this food and fruit is here for you. Ma lakum la tantiqun. What's wrong with you, O idols, that you cannot even talk, you cannot even speak? فَرَاغَ عَلَيْهِمْ ضَرْبًا بِالْيَمِينَ. So then he made intention and he went to them, and you know, quickly and fast, discreetly, ضَرْبًا بِالْيَمِينَ, he took the axe and the chopper in his right hand and hit them and destroyed them and blasted them to smotherings with power, ضَرْبًا بِالْيَمِينَ, with his right hand. So that's the sign shrine of power as well, but he left only the big one. All the others were smashed to pieces and smotherings. So how can people in this day and this age, so I mean we are living in the 21st century, Islamically 15th century, and people manufacture, people make all these idols and semi-gods, demigods themselves. They can't even remove, if an animal defecates, urinates on them, they can't remove that. So how are they going to help you and assist you? So that is what people should be thinking about, remember. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us that in Islam, that this is the most important function, and that is our foundation, the foundation of Tawheed, that we have to believe in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah. He alone, exclusively, is the Khaliq, the creator, and me and you are the creation of Almighty Allah. So creation has to worship the creator only, and not associate and occur somebody else, something else, and we say that he has partners. Nay, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. He does not have a father, he does not have children, he doesn't have partners, he doesn't have associates, and none are equal to him in any aspect, in any respect. So that is Suratul Ikhlas, chapter number 112 of the Noble Quran, comprising four verses. So that is the message of Islam to all humanity, to all the jinn in creation. So me and you need to enhance that tawheed and that oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So today, as we mentioned, is the 21st of Safar, 1446. Gaza genocide, it is day number 325 today, and things are really getting hot there. So remember that Hezbollah, we call them Hezbollah Shaitan, firing there in the northern side of Israel. We know that so many Jutlas, more than 250,000 or more, have ran away from there and cannot resettle there. Every time they want to resettle, so Hezbollah attacks them and injures them and makes sure that they can't settle there. So that's a good thing, how they have destroyed the entire Gaza, basically. So similarly, we have the right to destroy their areas and so forth. There's no qualms about that. We don't have any sympathy or any empathy for any Jutla or Jutli for that matter, or any Zionist or any person, any organization, government supporting Israel, and they want the blind support, then we will give you a good thrashing as well. So Israel then retaliated and so forth, and he, Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, the butcher of Gaza, said this is just the beginning and not the ending. America wants to play good boy now, but they are the same haramis, they are the same terrorists that vetoed the ceasefire on three different occasions in the United Nations Security Council. So we should know that all these are just games that they play and so forth. For them, the lives of Palestinians, and that doesn't matter. They'll just make some funny statement, no, too many civilians are dying, and so forth. But remember, the money, the arms, all that comes from the West and America in chief. So they are war criminals and accomplices in these war crimes as well. Trump trumpeting away, and he says that too many bombs are falling around. Where is Sleepy Joe? And where is she? You remember Kamala Harris? She's playing there with tampon, you understand? So meaning that she and her deputy are busy and they're not seeing what is happening in the Middle East. So he must be in the White House. Then things will come right. That's what he says, trumpet. All of them are morons and shaitans as far as we are concerned and so forth. So Hezbollah says, you'll say, you'll fire there, fire there. In one day, they already fired 300 missiles or more at northern Israel. So Hamas fires rockets right into Tel Aviv. So it fell there, one side. Nobody really died or anything, but the capacity is still there for Hamas from Gaza al-Mubarakah to shoot right into Tel Aviv. So that in itself is a great, great achievement. We should know this year. Look at the Jutlas, what they are doing. So their armies went in there and they burning the Quran Sharifs and so forth right inside Gaza. Therefore, we tell you these Jutlas and these Jews, they are a cursed nation, that they will murder and murder the prophets and messengers. They murder and they are prepared to kill babies and children, innocent people, male and female, prepared to destroy the mosque and churches and everything. All these war crimes, and they will try and justify it. And therefore, they have lost everything, basically. Israel can never recover from this. Their own newspaper, the Haaretz, says, if this continues for another year, then in 1 year's time, Israel will be gone and it will be finished completely. So inshallah, Almighty Allah will decimate, destroy them themselves. Israel, they write in the Haaretz newspaper, over 700 soldiers have been killed in the past 10 months, 10 and a half months, whatever the case is. So that's a great achievement by Hamas. If they killed 700 soldiers, so that means, according to us, it might be about, you understand, 2,000-3,000 soldiers, because Israel will always underplay it, and therefore they have lost so many people, senior people, and the rest of them are the cowards. They can only go there, catch children, young people, and so forth, when they are 2, 3, 4, 5, and 10, and so forth. So we need to be very, very clear on this issue as well. When we see in Sao Paulo, now there also certain parts is a drought and so forth. So now the fires are raging on. But when the police and them make proper investigation, according to the media, then this is not natural fires. These are arson. Now, you know, the political good things goes on, tensions and conflict. So the supporters of the opposition, they are there burning these fires deliberately, and it's causing huge damage. Similarly, there in Zambia, from where we returned there last night, Allah reward all the people of Zambia, the ulama, the trustees, and the men, women, and children. Wonderful time we had on behalf of Haji Suleiman Yaqub, Maulana Muhammad, his beloved son. Allah, we all reached safely with Allah's help to our various destinations. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim. Ya Allah, you accept it and make it easy. And whatever we did, we tried to do. Allah Ta'ala, make it a means of hidayat as well, a means of guidance. So there also, there's drought and so forth in Zambia. So all of us should be reading, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna, Allahumma aghithna. O Almighty Allah, send your rain upon us, and abundant istighfar. Beg Almighty Allah for forgiveness and daily charity. So that will, inshallah, attract the special mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now, 3 people were killed in Germany, 4 people were injured. Conveniently, they will find one person, and he will be an Arab, and he's a Syrian, and they say his refugee status was being rejected. So he killed these 3 people with a knife, and ISIS admitted to it. We must make it clear that Islam has got nothing to do with ISIS. ISIS has got nothing to do with Islam, and they are created and established by the enemies themselves. Whether it is Israel, whether it's America, whether it's Europe, whether it's the West, but they did it. If ISIS was Islamic, hypothetically, so why are they not fighting Israel? Why are they not fighting America? Why are they not doing that? So always they will do crazy things. The aim is to disgrace Islam, but nobody can disgrace Islam. Sooner or later they get exposed, and then they find out that they have been disgraced. So whether it's Boko Haram, or whether it is ISIS, or whether it's ABC, and whenever a Jutla Harami, Mr. Crook, shot at Trump's ear, and he's a Jutla, but nobody in the Western media will say that he's Jewish and terrorism and so forth and so on. So when we discuss our news, views, interviews locally, nationally, internationally, you must always sift out all these things. The entire agenda by the Jews, by the Christians, by the Hindus, by the Buddhas, by the atheists is one one, and that is to extinguish Islam, eliminate Islam, and we must get rid of it. Allah forbid. The more they try, then more of their own people embrace Islam. And that is the miracle of the noble Quran, chapter 61, verse number 8. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ. Their intention is to extinguish the radiance, effulgence of Almighty Allah with their mouths. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. And Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, remember this, that the noor and the radiance, effulgence spread throughout the whole world. وَلَوْ كَرِيَ الْكَافِرُونَ. Although the non-Muslims, they hate it and detest it. So this also is a fairy tale story, that they caught somebody and he's a Syrian, and they'll say that, you know, ISIS, we got nothing to do with ISIS. ISIS are not even Muslims according to us. The Rohingya Muslims against oppressed, some getting killed, some getting injured, and they're saying to the world, enough is enough. We are the most oppressed people on this earth, and no country is really helping us. So we should be very, very clear. Likewise, tensions growing between Syria and Turkey. You know that the Turkish forces are inside Syria, some of them, and therefore there will always be conflict. So they're trying to have some, you understand, conflict resolution, but thus far they have not achieved it. Zelensky closes one of the oldest churches, their Russian church, you know, Catholic church, whatever, and it is there in Ukraine. So the Pope condemns Zelensky, and say, who gave you the right to go and close one of the oldest churches, and so forth. So they are also having all their rows and ructions. The founder of Telegram, Durov, has been arrested in France. So the Western media, so much for the freedom of press and so forth. Elon Musk made his money, yay, in apartheid South Africa. Today, multi-billionaire, owner of X and Twitter and so forth. If he doesn't like you, they just take you out. So that's what they want. You know, people with millions and millions of followers, if you're supporting Palestine and so forth, then they will just remove you. So that is what they do. But Telegram, because I use both, so we know a little bit about it, they allow a lot of things to go through. So this is a calculated move. And is this Durov character, he is Russian and pro-Russian to a great extent, so therefore that this is just manipulating and suppression of the freedom of press, freedom of association and so forth. All these are hollow slogans of these people here. Next one we should know what is happening is, that is the Shias have gathered in their millions yesterday there in Karbala. So Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala was martyred in the year 61 on the day of Ashura, it was a Friday, in Maidan-e-Tufuf in Karbala. So 20 days of Muharram, 20 days of Safar, and that gives you Arba'een, 40 days. So they called us the 40 days of mourning, and that ended yesterday. So they all assembled there in Karbala, crying, weeping, sobbing. But the question we have to ask the Kuffar Shias, the non-Muslim Kuffar Shias, who martyred and who murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala an? That's the main question. So I'll give you the answer, not from any of our sources, from your own sources, and no Shia in the world can reject this. Number one, Sheikh Mufid writes in the book called Al-Irshad, there Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, before his martyrdom, rafa'a yadayhi wa da'a ala shi'atihi, he raised his mubarak, blessed, honorable hands, and he cursed the Shias. Allahumma in matta'ta milahin fafarriqum firam وَاجْعَلْهُمْ تَرَائِقَ قِدَدًا وَلَا تَرْضَ الْوُلَاةُ عَنْهُمْ أَبَدًا. Ya Allah, if you give them long life, then let them become splinter groups, and never let the rulers be pleased with them. You can see what's happening in Iran, what's happening in Iraq, and so forth and so on. So Sayyidina Hussein curses them, make dua against them. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu's son, That is Hazrat Zainul Abideen. He told them that you took the oath of allegiance of my father, ثُمَّ تَرَكْتُمُوهُ وَخَذَلْتُمُوهُ, then you left my father in the lurch. بِأَيِّ عَيْنٍ تَنْظُرُونَ إِلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ وَيَقُولُ لَكُمْ. But how will you face the Master عليه الصلاة والسلام tomorrow on the day of justice, and he, Mustafa, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, will address you and say, قَاتَلْتُمْ إِتْرَتِي, you martyred and murdered my beloved Nawasa and grandson, وَانْتَهَكْتُمْ حُرْمَتِي, you desecrated our exalted rank, فَلَسْتُمْ مِنْ أُمَّتِي, you don't belong to this ummah, you out of the fold of Islam. This is written in a book called Al-Imam Zainul Abideen, printed in Iran. The people who printed it are called the Al-Balagh Foundation, Muassasatul Balagh, which they sent to me, sent, gave me, and so forth. So there you have it. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and whose beloved daughter Fatima Sughra, the younger Fatima, the Honorable Fatima Kubra, the daughter of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, so remember she is the senior Fatima, and she is the one who will be the leader of the women in Jannah. So Sayyida Fatima radiallahu anha, the mother of Sayyidina Hussein, and here we are speaking of Fatima Sughra, the daughter, she is an eyewitness like her brother Hazrat Zainul Abideen, and she saw the massacre taking place. So she addressed them after the martyrdom of her father and said, قَاتَلْتُمْ أَبِي الْيَوْمِ كَمَا قَاتَلْتُمْ جَدِّي بِالْأَمْسِ, today you martyred and murdered my father Sayyidina Hussein as you martyred my grandfather, my dada, previously. And she cursed them and said, Allah's curse be upon you, Allah decimate you. And then they started admitting to it and reading poetry. They said, نَحْنُ قَتَلْنَا عَلِيًا وَبَنِي عَلِيٍّ بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَةٍ وَرِمَاحِ, yes, we martyred and murdered Sayyidina Ali, yes, we martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein, Allah forbid, Allah forbid, for Sahaba Ahlul Bayt, we say radiallahu anhum ajma'in. And then they said, بِسُيُوفٍ هِنْدِيَةٍ وَرِمَاحِ, with the swords and the spears made there in India. So imagine now they are crying in the world, أَعْيَانُ Shia, and this year is written by Allama Tabrasi in his work called Ihtijaj. So go read all this and see, I'm giving you the author and I'm giving you the book and reference as well. And in A'yanu Shia it is written that we martyred and murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, and we turn and push the blame onto the Sunnis, me and you Ahlu Sunnah. So Shia the Pakka Kufar, they are the murderers of Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an, but they'll say that they are, you understand, crying because they love him so much and so forth and so on. So all this here, okay. So here now we continue with our South African news. Gauteng is leading in crime in South Africa. It's the hub of crime that is our province here. Johannesburg, Pretoria, all this, Benoni and what have you. So remember that this is an indictment upon the government and all the people associated with them. Second one, EFF, Maitopel Malema, Commander-in-Chief. His position is not so strong anymore. So all this you can read in the Citizen newspaper and so forth. So alhamdulillah, we left here Tuesday, came back late last night from, you understand, Lusaka, and it was a very good journey, but extremely tired, exhausted. Allah Jalla wa'ala make it easy. So inshallah, let me give you the program for today, so at least that will help you, make you understand what we're going to discuss. So 8:30 to 9, Maulana Zahid Khan will interview me and we will discuss about Zambia and so forth. The report back will still come in the afternoon. Just general observations regarding Zambia, Lusaka, and that, you know, Livingston and what have you. So at least certain things we can tell you just from a general perspective, the good, the bad, and so forth and so on. Then inshallah 1 to 2, the tafsir of the Noble Quran will continue. 2 to 2:30, we will have our report back of what happened last week's activities. We'll go day by day, inshallah. And then at night, tonight, Monday night, inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, on Sirius FM, Radio Al Ansar International, and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, will be the live Q&A with Hafiz Hussein Wadi, inshallah, Aziz, tonight. So make dua for us, make dua for the Ummah, make dua for Gaza Al Mubaraka, that Allah Jalla wa'ala uses Hamas and Jihad Islami to dismantle the apartheid Nazi terrorist regime of Israel. Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Gee, Mawlana Salim Kareem, we have 15-20 minutes, inshallah, left, so let's firing on, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Some of the Markaz Sahaba decoders are not working in the Durban area. Who should they contact, inshallah, to get back the decoders on air?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is true that we have received various messages from different places and so forth. So yesterday also, I contacted our senior engineer, Brother Tobela, to tell him. So he said that he's trying his best and so forth to find out what is the problem. But when Q&A started, then the complaints went less, so I didn't know, because I was there in Lusaka. So anyway, that we will inform you. In Durban, the person you should contact is our brother Dawood Monley, and I will make mashura with our team today, inshallah. Maybe we should send him out again, different places there in the South Coast, North Coast, Central, you know, thrice a week. And in that way, inshallah, he can go there and tune up all those decoders that are not really working. It's free of charge. And we will just make mashura quickly today, and then we will inform you during the course of the week, today, tomorrow, sometime, or Wednesday. And maybe our brother Dawood Mumli can start somewhere and get all those decoders working again, inshallah, Aziz. We do apologize. Obviously, we try our level best so that your decoders and the live streaming, everything must work. People are so thirsty, you know. Even there in Lusaka, some people told me it's not working and so forth. So Allah Jalla Wala, remove all the difficulties and let us propagate the deen of Islam in all four parts of the world. Allah Jalla Wala, make it easy for all of us.
Mufti Sahab, a divorcee or a widow, does she need the permission of her wakil and two witnesses to get married again?
If a lady has been divorced or a lady's husband passed away, so obviously it is iddat for her. Her husband passed away, so whether she's a young lady, old lady, there will be iddat. And the iddat means the waiting period she has to count is 130 days from the time of the death of her husband. So 130 days. So that's the first thing. If that lady is pregnant, then Quran Kareem states, وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَيَّدَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ Chapter 65, verse number 4, which means that when she gives birth to the baby and delivers, so that will be the end of the waiting period. And that is, remember, according to all the schools, so that the iddat will end and expire, whether it is 1 week, 1 month, or 6 months, or whatever the case is. So now, when this lady, the iddat, or for example, in the case of talaq and divorce, then the iddat, Quran Kareem states, is thalathat quru. So 3 quru, according to the Hanafis and Hanbalis, means 3 menses, okay? According to the Shafi'is and the Malikis, it means that the 3 periods of cleanliness, that is the Shafi'is and the Malikis. So once that lady is sure that her iddat is expired, and now she's a free lady again, in this sense, she wants to get married, remarried for the second time, for example. So yes, she must have witnesses. She can't get married without witnesses. The witnesses must be 2 males and must be Muslim, not non-Muslim. And she needs the permission of the wali. La nikaha illa bi waliyin. So her guardian, her biological father, or her biological brother, or for example, uncle, her chacha, her father's brother, or grandfather, dada, somebody has to give permission. Then only will that nikah proceed and be so forth and so on. So everything will start afresh again. She can't just go and make nikah, just the boy and the girl meet up in the hotel or somewhere and say, no, that we are adults now, we know what is marital life, and we just say we married. No, that is batil, and you are null and void, and such an arrangement will mean that you are living in sin, and any children born from such a union will be considered as harami children and bees, and the lineage will go to the mother and not the father. So we need to be very, very careful and circumspect in that remark, in that regard.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible for a husband to be in the labor room with his wife at the time of birth?
Yeah, again, you know, when I look at my own mother, we look at our own people, my own sisters also. So what happens is that we are indoctrinated. We are now being, you know, saying, bamboozled and so forth from all sides. If you look at the media, that once your wife falls pregnant, then every week, every month, every 2 months, she has to go for a checkup and she has to give birth in the hospital and so forth and so on. So, and many a time, then the doctors and the gynecologists are male and not females. So all these are problems we have to address and redress. So the best thing for us as Muslims and Muslim ladies, for you, is you get a midwife, she comes to your house, you give birth there, and remember that that was done for centuries. But when we came into this Western world and the media got hold of us, and now they want to shape our destiny, and they want, we must think like them. I mean, it's happening already in all parts of the world, basically. So if the ladies, the gynecologists, the nurses are all females, then you got no business to be there. But if they are men and male and so forth, then obviously you as a husband, you can take the permission and tell them you want to be there, because what they are doing there. So it's haram for a Muslim lady to go to male and gynecologists and so forth, unless it's matter of life and death or matter of real urgency and emergency and so forth. So it's not something that we will definitely encourage, we will discourage it. But sometimes it happens, these emergencies and so forth, so that's different. So yes, in that case, there you must go in and should go in. You don't know what can happen, they can take advantage, and sort of things happens nowadays, you know. So therefore, we need to go back to our original, and that is the best system. You just go to our own mothers. You say, my mother gave birth to 5 children. There was no talk of cesarean section and so forth. Today, if you take majority of the doctors, Muslim, non-Muslim, we don't say all, but majority is definite, that they just want to cut, they want to make cesarean. Why? Because they don't want to wait, and there's more money to be made. So those whole medical fraternity today, the whole emphasis is on money making, make maximum amount of money in minimum time. So that is the real idea and concept today. You go to any fancy clinic, smart hospital, any part of the world, they're not interested in your condition and so forth. Do you have medical aid, yes or no? You have medical aid, they will check your credit and your status and so forth, right? Admit him. You don't have, the person can be dying. No, we can't help you. We're very sorry. End of the story. So where is the humanity? Now they will come just like COVID and tell you, the governments will come, the politicians will come, the prime ministers, president, kings and crown prince and the crown princes will come and tell you there's monkeypox everywhere, mpox and so, and you must take this vaccine, that vaccine. They want to make us monkeys and donkeys. All this monkeypox vaccine, all that, our fatwa verdict, just like COVID, absolutely haram and not permissible. I told you the first time and I was right. And you doctors, Muslim, non-Muslim, you were wrong. And you don't have now the guts to go and apologize publicly because you wanted to make a lot of money. I mean, that is the bottom line. So here also, they want to make us monkeys and donkeys and so forth. And that is enshrined in the noble Quran. Almighty Allah states, when you don't practice on the divine scriptures and books, chapter 62, verse 5, كَمَثَلِ الْحِمَارِ يَحْمِلُ أَسْفَارًا, then your example parable is just like donkey carrying big books and encyclopedias. And these Jutlas and Jutlis and Jews and so forth, who violated the laws of the Sabbath, Then Almighty Allah teaches us in chapter 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 60. وَجَعَلَ مِنْهُمُ الْقِرَدَةَ وَالْخَنَازِيرَ. Almighty Allah transformed them into monkeys and into swines and pigs. That is what the Quran Sharif teaches us. And you can see their behavior even today. The whole world is fed up with them. Remember this. And how humiliated, disgraced they are internationally, globally. So that is what you see. It's a Zionist plot and for world domination. But Alhamdulillah, everything's getting scuttled, and inshallah they will fall. America will fall, those Arab tinpot dictators will fall, and inshallah the world will be a better place to live in. Fi waqtin ajilin ghayra ajil. Very soon, inshallah al-aziz. We don't have to wait for centuries. The writing is on the wall already.
Mufti Sahab, how many times did Allah Ta'ala mention in Surah Ar-Rahman, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ?
You go read there in Surah, in Ma'arif al-Quran, so it's mentioned 32 times that this has been mentioned, because Allah Ta'ala is addressing the jinn, Allah Ta'ala is addressing the human beings, and He told them that I did this favor, this favor. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا. آلَاء is the plural of إِلَن. One bounty, إِلَن. Allah, the bounties and favors that are recurring and showering upon you. فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Hence, which of the bounties of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla will you go and reject and deny and so forth? So they answered, لَا نُكَذِّبُ بِآلَاءِ رَبِّنَا. We don't reject anyone. We accept it, we make shukr, and we are thankful. When I was now in Zambia, so some of them don't know exactly where we are and so forth. So I said, Upar makan, niche ruhani dukan, فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. Allah's favor, Allah's grace, Allah's benevolence. On top, upstairs is the house, and at the bottom is the spiritual shop. And what is the spiritual shop? Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So how much must we thank Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for that great bounty, just up and down, and we in the house or in the studio and so forth. So people have to travel 1,000 kilos, 500. You know, Maulana Salim Kareem, you the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM. Inshallah, I'll mention it between 2 and 2.30, but while I'm on this topic, I just give you one incident. Friday morning, we came to the airport, Lusaka Airport, KK Airport. KK is Kenneth Kaunda Airport, Kenneth Kaunda International Airport. I was impressed with that airport, to be honest, and built by the Chinese and so forth and so on. So our plane supposed to leave at 9.50 a.m., so 10 to 10. Okay, just round it off at 10 a.m. So by 9.30, nothing happening, so Mufti Ridwan was there, because we're all going, flying together. I told him, Mufti Sahab, just go find out, please, man. You know we got Jummah and so forth. So when he went to them, so they said, they announced then that the plane is delayed for 5-6 hours. Can you believe that? They said 2.30, eventually by the time they left and all that was 4 o'clock plus minus, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, this way, that way. So I said, this is not Zambian Airlines, this is Barkati Airlines. You see, no real Tekana and nothing there. So now we got Jummah, I got Jummah there, and the Imam there, Sheikh Shu'aib, is announcing it for 2-3 weeks. I'm announcing on air. So let's go and see what happens. So we managed to get placed in another plane with the help and mercy of Allah. So we landed there at 11.45. We were in the hotel, 12 o'clock, freshened up. We were in time with Allah's help. But the lesson I want to share with you is this. I don't know. First of my life, I went to Livingston. Lusaka, we've been more, you know, 3, 4, 5 times. Can't remember exactly. So first time to Livingston. So after that, Sheikh Shu'aib and him told me, this person came 100 kilometers, this one 70 kilometers, this one almost 200 kilometers. So that is the thirst they have for deen. So therefore, I felt so bad, you know, that I said, how can we disappoint them? But you cry, you beg, you petition Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, and you say, Ya Allah, Allahumma ajalna min al-maqbooleen. Ya Allah, accept us for your deen, Ya Allah. We are the ones, we are the transgressors, we are the sinners. Never mind, we have to make some small sacrifice for a greater sacrifice. Look at what the people are doing, so far and wide, and they're so thirsty, you know. Then what I did is, just on a lighter note for you, I took the kwacha, you know, their money, and just made small change, 5 kwacha, 10 kwacha. I called all the children in front, you know, at night. I said, come you all, you children, I'm to ask you questions. You answer right, 5 kwacha. You answer right, 10 kwacha. So some of the lighties and small guys, young people came, they said, hey, that this masjid is a top masjid now. So okay, they came there quick, whether they made wuzu or not, Allah alone knows, but they were there for salat and everything now, you see. They say, hey, pesa awanuche, you see. You know, money, it talks all languages, remember this kind of thing. So it was a wonderful interaction. So what I'm trying to tell you is this, that we must never deprive people when we have the opportunity. Always present to them Islam, which is the best, and we want to share it with the rest without being apologetic and compromising.
JazakAllah Mufti Sahib, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. Mufti Sahib, one last question. Is it permissible to have a dog as a pet in the house according to the Hanafi Mazhab?
Remember, whether it's Hanafi, Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali, to have pets like a dog as a pet, totally haram, not permissible. People today want to keep a dog as a pet. People today, they want to keep, you must remember, snakes as a pet and all some crazy things. So all that is haram and not permissible. Regarding dog, if you keep the dog as a hunting dog, if you keep the dog as a security dog, then remember that is permissible. But if you keep it as a pet, so that definitely not permissible. People want to sleep with it. People want to kiss it. People want to follow it and so forth. The dog has some great qualities, but few qualities of it are very, very bad. So therefore, Islam says that to keep it as a pet, definitely unacceptable. So may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala make it easy for all of us, and Allah accept all our broken efforts. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Jazakallahu khairan wa salim kareem. Remember, every day Adhan will go from this week now, 5 a.m. and then we will fire up on all cylinders, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.